You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
The World Health Organization has declared the Mpox outbreak in parts of Africa a public health emergency. We'll get to that story in just a moment. But before that, this week, President Ramaphosa meeting with members of Business for South Africa, the collective of organizations working with government. So where are the new priorities? And I'm wondering if there's a new sense of thinking, a new sense of energy. Martin Kingston is with Business for South Africa and joins me now. And what's emerged?
So I would say there were two, Jeremy. The first is that there is an acknowledgement that we have put in place the structures, the systems, the resources, but that we need to be more disciplined about where there are challenges and address them. So specifically in the case of structural reform, and also, for example, in the case of the operational efficiency of Transnet. And then secondly, the scope to expand the scope of the partnership beyond the three focal areas of energy, transport and logistics, and crime and corruption to other areas. And there were areas that were mentioned, such as water infrastructure in the cities and municipalities. And the view was that although there might well be a good case to be made for extending the scope, we couldn't do that at the cost of the focus on the three current partnerships. There are huge resource constraints, as we know, on both sides of the table. And unless and until such time as we can satisfy ourselves that we've got the capacity to drive those, we won't extend the remit further.
As far as those three pillars are concerned, how do you start spinning the flywheel now?
And we've already seen, you know, real progress in the case of energy. You know, a very substantial reduction in load shedding, 140 days and counting. A lot of new generation already put into the system through the private sector, over 6 gigawatts, twice as much as that in place. But if we talk about energy for the moment, although structural reform has been put in place, there are some major challenges that we need to deal with going forwards. The transmission grid needing to be expanded, market reforms to be implemented, ensuring that we can reform the electricity distribution industry, in particular the competitiveness of the tariff, and then finally, of course, whether or not and how we deal with the issue of municipalities. So there is a particular focus area. The same thing in the case of transport and Transnet in particular, where frankly it's underperforming very significantly in the current year. It's not going to meet its own budgets, let alone the levels that are required to support sort of economic recovery. And there is the question of actually mobilizing the resources, the skills and the expertise to address operational efficiencies, to deal with bottlenecks, to make sure that we've got a much more effective level of collaboration, including using the National Logistics Crisis Committee to oversee that. And obviously, and Jeremy, you and I have discussed this before, in both areas, addressing the maintenance backlog on both infrastructure and equipment. So there we think that we can tighten the focus. There's a lot of resource that's been mobilized, over 350 subject matter experts from business that has been deployed into these three areas. And then I'm sure you'll want to touch on crime and corruption. We also need to look at how we can be, you know, more laser focused on a couple of areas, one of which, of course, is getting us off the grey listing with the Financial Action Task Force. Without that, we're not going to be able to both improve our cost of capital, but demonstrate that we can bring the perpetrators of crime to book in an efficient way. And capacitating the NPA there, again, particularly with sort of forensic capability that they don't currently have.
Has the dynamic within these discussions changed now that there is a government of national unity in place?
Yeah, it's a really good question. Actually, I think that the dynamic had already changed. This is a 12-month-old partnership in the current form. You'll recall that B4SA was established as a platform to partner with the government in the context of the pandemic. But in these economic interventions, it's 12 months and counting. And there'd already been, I think, a recognition and an acknowledgement that we were getting traction by virtue of working together, business supporting government. The GNU, I think, gives us an even better chance. There's a higher level of, I would say, energy, enthusiasm. We can see that positivity and confidence coming through in the markets, obviously, and a recognition that now there needs to be a broad consensus as to what are the keys of economic drivers. And if we look at the statement of intent, none of that is controversial. I mean, business supports all of the principles that underpin the statement of intent. And this was the first meeting, as you correctly identify, with the GNU. under the auspices of the GNU in the context of the seventh administration, albeit building on the sixth administration. There's not a single minister in the room, and there were sort of over 10, that hasn't publicly previously indicated that there is a scope for partnering with the private sector and collaboration in an appropriately regulated manner. And that was reiterated both by government, as well as, I have to say, by business at the meeting the day before yesterday.
At what point do you think, Martin Kingston, are we going to see measurable impact that will have a direct influence on economic growth?
Yeah, well, we're seeing it already with energy, to be honest. I mean, I think that the curtailment of load shedding, and, you know, we keep our fingers crossed that's sort of, if not permanent, is going to be the hallmark of behavior going forwards now, is one such example. We know that if we don't deal with transport and logistics, energy and crime and corruption, we constrain GDP growth by, you know, between 2 and 3% at least on an annualized basis. And obviously the converse to that is equally true. I think that we have already begun to see progress, but we need to manage expectations. It's going to take, I think, 6 to 12 months to get real runs on the board in terms of Transnet. It was a subject matter of real discussion, its underperformance, and how we can address that in the short term. One of the ministers reminded us that actually when we were talking about load shedding not being eradicated until the end of 2025, when we discussed that over the last 12 months, they said that was unacceptable. And indeed, we have turned the corner there, and that the same discipline needs to be brought to bear with Transnet and in the other in some of the other areas. All of this requires, I have to say, significant leverage of resources. Resources requires funding, not just from the private sector, but from the public sector as well. That also was a significant area of focus. How do we capacitate these work streams? How do we ensure that we've got the right skills, capabilities and experience in place to be able to drive these both structural reforms, but also operational efficiencies going forwards? And that's going to be a primary and priority focus of our attention in the weeks ahead.
Martin Kingston, thank you very much as always.